It's 4:32. I'm Jill Sheridan for WFYI News. A bill banning smoking in many public places is on its way to the Indiana Senate, but even one of its lead authors says he hopes it comes back to the House in a much different form. Gary Democrat Charlie Brown says it's more important, though, to keep the bill moving.
I know even the hospitality industry here in Indianapolis say that they are teetering on losing some conventions, and they have already seen evidence where conventioners come here and are shocked to find out that we still allow smoking in the bars.
Testimony from House GOP members last week painted the bill as anti-business, leading it to exemption for bars, which supporters had hoped to avoid. Governor Mitch Daniels and other state leaders say police, emergency operations, and road crews are prepared as well as they can be for a winter storm that forecasters say could glaze central Indiana with ice and dump snow elsewhere.
It may sound odd, but I think we'd rather have a couple feet of snow than a lot of ice with the damage it can do to utility lines, to cell towers, to basic services. And so that's why we're especially concerned this time, hoping we catch a break, but planning for the worst.
Daniel says the Indiana National Guard is on alert to help with rescues and debris removal. They say power companies have assured regulators they'll have extra crews repairing as well. Indiana Attorney General Greg Zeller has filed suit against a former Hancock County sheriff and a sheriff's deputy to recover more than $52,000 in public money. An audit finds Calvin Bud Gray owes more than $42,000 for travel and other purchases. A winter storm warning in effect till 7 p.m. right now, 27 degrees for WFYI News.